This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's 6 Minute English, where I'm joined again by Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, Kate.
Well, when it comes to the subject of money and shopping, most of us have been tightening our belts over the last year or so. This is a phrase that means that we've been trying to spend less money than before.
Yes, but unfortunately, many people have found this very difficult for various reasons and find themselves buying more than they can afford on a regular basis. In today's programme, we're going to try to understand why we spend money, our emotional response to it, and the first step in how to control it.
So how about you, Rebecca? Do your emotions control your finances, or are you quite restrained in your spending?
Well, I'm quite good with money usually, but sometimes I do like buying a new pair of shoes to make me feel better when I'm a bit down or depressed.
Shopping can be a great way of forgetting our troubles, and this is something which is sometimes called retail therapy, shopping to make ourselves feel better. This is great when we have the money to spend freely, but what happens when our spending gets out of control?
Well, we develop a debt culture. This is when people live off credit. They spend money they don't actually have by using credit cards and borrowing from the bank. Of course, when people don't have the ability to pay the money back, then it can cause real problems.
Yes, sometimes people who spend a lot of money on things they don't really need or can't afford are called shopaholics. These are people who are compulsive shoppers and simply can't stop themselves buying things. Which leads on nicely to my question for this week. Are you ready?
Okay, I am.
According to some sources, what percentage of the population are shopaholics? Is it A, 1%, B, 10%, or C, 50%?
Well, I have no idea, so I'm going to gamble high and go for C, 50%.
Wow, 50%, that's quite a lot with the population. Well, we'll find out the answer later in the programme. But now we're going to hear from a real shopaholic. She's called Helen McNallan, and when she lost her job, she found that her spending got out of control. Let's listen to the type of things she bought.
At first I would buy expensive suits because I was desperate to get back to work. Then it went on to antique furniture for a house that didn't even fit in the house, and that was £25,000 in a day. Then I bought diamond earrings, which were £10,000. It was money we didn't have. I feel sick thinking about it now, but at the time I didn't realise why I was doing it.
Goodness, she said she bought expensive suits, antique furniture that didn't fit into her house, and diamond earrings. And she said she didn't realise why she was doing it.
So why was she doing it, I wonder? In the next extract, she mentions the word self-esteem. What does this mean?
Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. If your self-esteem is high, then you feel good about yourself as a person. And if it's low, then you have a poor or a bad opinion of yourself.
And mood?
Mood is the way you feel at a particular time.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, let's listen to the next extract. Try to listen out for the reasons why Helen bought so many things.
There seemed to be a correlation between how down I was feeling and how much money I would spend. My shopping was a way of controlling my mood. My self-esteem was extremely low. We're all bombarded these days with pictures of happy, successful, beautiful people with, you know, the latest handbag, the latest shoes. And I thought that if I bought the same stuff as they were buying, I would have that happy, successful, beautiful feeling. But that feeling lasted about as long as it took me to pay for the item, get it home and unwrap it.
She said shopping helped her control her mood. She felt bombarded by pictures of happy, successful people everywhere and thought if she bought the same things as them, then she would be as happy and beautiful as them. But then, unfortunately, the feeling would only last till she got home. Oh dear.
I'm sure this feeling is very common. So if we're guilty of doing this, how do we manage to stop and prevent ourselves from spending more money than we should or indeed have? Let's listen to what a professional, Dr. Graham Lawler, has to say. He uses the word leakage, which means something which we lose or which disappears without us really noticing. What advice does he give?
You have to manage very, very carefully, and you have to categorise what you're spending your money on. And I recommend you literally go out with a piece of paper and a pencil, and you write down everything. And that way, you can actually track the leakage, because the majority of people are leaking cash, and they don't know where it goes. And unless you record that, you're never going to know.
Some good advice there. He recommended that we write down everything we spend, and then you can track where all your money's going.
But we're nearly at the end of the programme, so now to the question I asked you earlier. What percentage of the population is a shopaholic?
And I said 50%, which was quite high.
Thankfully, the correct answer is actually 10% of the population, which is still quite high.
That's true.
Well, moving on, let's go over some of the vocabulary we've heard in today's programme.
First, we had the expression tightening our belts, then retail therapy, debt culture, shopaholic and self-esteem, mood and leakage.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, I'll certainly be getting that pen and paper out next time I go shopping. What about you?
I think it is good advice, actually.
But that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us and see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.